Blog Talk Radio.
All right, BB, ready to go?
Yep.
All right.
Broadcasting from Cincinnati, you're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news from the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Lorda.
And we are live. Welcome to the Ringside Reporter Show, where we talk about the latest boxing news. If it's related to boxing, we'll talk about it here. My name is Eric Lorta, and I'm here with my co-host, Joe Habib, and we have a great show for you today. And if you want to call and ask questions, you can call in right now at 323-870-3857. And we'll be here until about 8 o'clock tonight. And tonight, we're going to talk about De La Hoya calls out Triple G, and he says he's making a comeback in 2021. Okay. Also, too, a lot of you know that I made a bet with Aaron Daly and lost. I said that Joe Joyce was going to lose, and he won big. So now I have to take a pie, and that's going to come up later on in the show. You're not going to get to see it now. But first, we get started with... later in the show. Not now. Later. It's not funny, Beeb. It's not funny.
I'm fighting it. I'm trying to hold it in.
This is what I have to look forward to. This, because of that idiot in the UK. And I don't mean Aaron Daly. I mean the other one. All right, Beeb. Let me go clean up here. Tell him what's coming up next week.
I'm going to go over the schedule. All right, guys. So let's run down this schedule here. A ton of fights coming up in December and January as well. So December 2nd from Wakefield, England, on ESPN Plus, we got Jazza Dickens versus Ryan Walsh. That's 10 rounds, featherweights, golden contract tournament. And also on that card, we have Rickards Bolotnik, excuse me if I pronounced that wrong, versus Sergey Mitchell, 10 rounds. That's part of the golden contract tournament final as well. And then we have Daniel Agbunike versus Harlem Eubank, 6 rounds, junior welterweights. We have Forrest Quinn versus Scott James, 6 rounds, middleweights. We have Hassan Asim, 4 rounds, junior welterweights. We have Adam Asim versus Ed Harrison, 4 rounds, lightweights. And we also have James McGivern versus Jordan Ellison, 4 rounds, lightweights. Also, we have on December 3rd, NBC Sports Net from Hollywood, California, we got Brandon Adams versus Sergey Bohachuk, 10 rounds, junior middleweights. We have Larry Gomez versus Brian Sabala, 10 rounds, welterweights. We have Mahonre Montez versus Gore Uredesen, 8 rounds, welterweights. We have Princess Harrison versus Danielle Perkins, 6 rounds, cruiserweights. December 4th from London on the zone, we have Billy Joe Saunders versus Martin Murray, 12 rounds for Saunders' WBO super middleweight title. We also have James Tennyson versus Josh O'Reilly, 12 rounds lightweights. We have Zach Parker versus Cesar Nunes, 10 rounds super middleweights. And December 5th, the big pay-per-view on Fox pay-per-view at Dallas, we have Errol Spence Jr. coming back from the car accident versus Danny Garcia, 12 rounds for Spence's IBF and WBC welterweight titles. We also have Sebastian Fedora versus Jorge Cota, 12 rounds junior middleweights. We have Julio Cesar versus Eduardo Ramirez, 12 rounds featherweights. We have Josecito Lopez versus Francisco Santana, 10 rounds welterweights. We have Miguel Flores versus Isaac Avalar, 10 rounds junior lightweights. We have Fernando Garcia versus Juan Tapia, 8 rounds featherweights. We have Frank Martin versus TBA, 8 rounds lightweights. And we have our buddy, Vitor Mikulnecki Jr., also on that Spence undercard, versus Steve Puyu Nem, 6 rounds welterweights. And we also have Burley Brooks versus Marco Delgado, 6 rounds. And on December 12th, on regular ESPN in Las Vegas, Shakur Stevenson returns versus Toka Conclary, 10 rounds junior lightweights. We also have Felix Verdejo coming back versus Masayoshi Nakatani, 10 rounds lightweights. And we have Edgar Berlanga, the hard-hitting super middleweight, fighting 8 rounds in a TBA. We love those TBA fights. Then they have the big one on December 12th in London on DAZN. We got Anthony Joshua versus Kubrat Pulev, 12 rounds for Joshua's WBA, WBO, and IBF heavyweight titles. Also on the card, we got Lawrence Okoye versus Christoph Kowalki, 12 rounds for the vacant WBO cruiserweight title. We have Hugo Fury versus Maurice Wach, 10 rounds heavyweights. We have Martin Bacoli versus Sergey Guzman, 10 rounds heavyweights. We have Suleiman Siskoho versus Kayron Conway, 10 rounds junior middleweights. And then December 12th from Auckland, New Zealand on DAZN, we got Joseph Parker versus Junior Fi, 12 rounds heavyweights. We also have David Light versus Mosi Ugamani Jr., 10 rounds cruiserweights. I'm butchering all these names today, man.
That Joseph Parker is not a bad fight. That's not a bad fight at all.
How do you do this every week trying to pronounce these names, man?
You know what? I got to sound them out before I do. And even sometimes then, it's like I go ahead, it's like, what in the world, man? I look at some of these guys' names, it's like, it's crazy. It's crazy. We'll talk about that Spence fight here in a little bit, dude. But let's get started with our train wreck of the week. Our train wreck of the week, and I bet any money you can guess what it is. That's right. So, Joe Joyce versus that guy from England that quit. Joe Joyce wins a 10th round KO with a light jab. It wasn't a shotgun jab. It wasn't it was a full arm extended type of jab, just meant to keep distance. And that, my friends, was the knockout punch. That was the knockout punch, all right? That is what cost me the bet, all right? That and the fact that Daniel Dubois had no real set of skills when he stepped in there. The first thing I noticed in this fight, Joe Joyce looked really good, all right? Joe Joyce looked pretty good, better than I've seen. He looked, I don't know if you would say this, he looked as good as I've seen him look. Out of all his fights, out of everything, I've always seen him look that way. Okay. The problem is, man, I tell you what, he threw that jab out and he still looked mechanical to me. He still looked mechanical. He still looked, average. But Daniel Dubois looked a lot worse. I mean, Dubois was not moving his head at all. He couldn't get out of the way of anything. He came straight ahead. And when he landed some big shots and Joe Joyce didn't move, that was the end of the fight. I mean, honestly, I think in his mind, that was the end of the fight. And his corner was telling him between rounds, they weren't really giving him any instruction. They really weren't giving him any real instruction from what I heard. And they only go to the corners every so often. But they said, hey, this is the fight. You're in it now. This is prize fighting. This is what it's about. Giving him, like, pep talks. Listen, tell him to move. Tell him to close the distance. Tell him to get inside. Tell him to stay away from the jab. Tell him to bob his head, and they did. The one he says, make sure to move side to side and get in. Don't just come straight in. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But I tell you what, I dumped all over Joe Joyce his entire career. For his entire career, I have dumped all over Joe Joyce because I said, hey, man, I said, this guy, he just looks like a robot. He's mechanical. He's not what they're saying he is. And then we had this guy here. Dubois is knocking everybody out and everything like that, and I says, this is the end of it. He's, as soon as he steps up in class, he's going to have a problem. Well, I think he did step up in class, and whether you want to, listen, man, a lot of the Dubois stuff, it could have just been good Joyce. It could have been just, thank you so much, Aaron Daly. And, hey man, I'm a man of my word, man. When they get bet, hey, I stick to it, man. It is what it is. But I tell you, man, he just, to me, he looked kind of the same. He looked better. But I was more disappointed in Daniel Dubois. for the way he fought this fight. I mean, he looked awful. And I told you guys the other day at the weigh-ins, me and Biba talked about this. I said, Joe Joyce looked really good at that weigh-in. He looked solid. He looked whipped up. He was, I think he was he 16 pounds heavier or something crazy like that? He outweighed him, and he looked better. Dubois looked like he was just, like, massive. You know, he wasn't even ripped up for this fight. I mean, he just looked big. And
he looked smooth, his body.
Yes. Yeah.
A lot of bulk on his body.
Yes. And you know what else I noticed, Beeb? I think we talked about this, too. When he was in the dressing room, I saw, you know, Joe Joyce is in there. He's hitting the mitts. He's working up a sweat. He's getting loose. He's bouncing around. Dubois just pacing around hitting walls, you know, trying to be like Mike Tyson back in the day.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Mike Tyson had skill back in the day. You know, he didn't just rely on one big punch. He had to know how to land it, you know, and that's what failed Dubois. You know, once he didn't land that shot or once he landed it, that was it. He thought this guy was going to go, and when he didn't, you had no plan B. I mean, he barely executed a plan A. It was awful.
The problem with the fight was Dubois was just very predictable throughout. He was throwing the right hand, but he was throwing it in the same fashion the whole fight. He was trying to come up over the top with it every time. He didn't move it around at all, absent of body shots. You know, and this is the thing. When you're never forced to really get creative in there, this is the same thing with Deontay Wilder. He was in there with the guy in Fury that really presented a very tough puzzle for him. And what Wilder did was he tried to do the same thing he did against Fury with ordinary opponents. And this is why it goes without saying versatility is everything in this sport. Neither guy really went to the body at all, okay? But the thing about Joe Joyce, I have to admit, not fast at all, but the one punch that he does seem to throw with some fluidity, and the one punch that seems to be faster than all of his other punches, is his jab. And, you know, it's so funny when you talk about punch stats, because obviously a power shot is anything thrown outside of a jab. So any punch thrown that's not a jab is a power punch. But we've talked about this several times. Some, like Golovkin is a prime example of this. And you could look at that David Lemieux fight. Golovkin's jab in that David Lemieux fight was like a power punch with the amount of damage that. And I think you can make that same comparison in this fight with Joyce, because you could see that jab was jolting Dubois. And just by the damage it did to that eye alone, you could see that that was not just a regular flick jab like Tyson Fury throws. That jab was being used as a power punch, you know? So I gotta give him credit for that. You know, I have to give him credit. And he took some hellacious shots from
He really did.
From Dubois.
Yeah, he really did.
You know, there's no question about it. Dubois decided not to continue in the fight.
He quit. He quit the fight. I don't think there's any question about that. And let me tell you what. And, you know, listen. Guys that fought with one eye shot, Ray Leonard, we talked about this the other day. Ray Leonard, Chris Algieri, Iran Barkley, Mike Tyson, and the list goes on and on.
Paulie Malignaggi.
Malignaggi. All right. I mean, we could be here.
Pavel Wallach.
We could be here all day.
But here's
not only that, Beeb, you know what? Every one of them. Joe Joyce said he quit. Who was the other? Carl Frampton said he quit. Dillian White said he quit. The list goes on.
Yeah.
David Haye said he quit.
I'm not here to argue against that point. That's not what I'm here to argue against. I really can't argue against that point. When a guy chooses to not continue, you could use the Q word. This is just a policy of mine. I just don't like to use that word. It just, to me, you know, it's just me, and I can't tell, and I don't begrudge anyone for using that word. Not at all. Here's the thing. Kell Brook, in two fights, suffered a broken orbital bone in each eye. And the doctor said to him, if you continued to go on in that Golovkin fight, you could have lost your sight. So I don't want to see anybody in the ring ever permanently damaged for life because of just off of bravado, just to say that I went the distance. Now, I'm going to explain to you why I have zero problem with what Dubois did. And most people had zero problem with what Kell Brook did in the Golovkin fight, and once again in the Spence fight, he did the same thing. And the reason why he did it in the Spence fight, because as he thought to himself, he had that statement from the doctor in the back of his mind saying, if I continue, I could suffer permanent damage to my eye. Dubois suffered a broken orbital bone, and he also had nerve damage, okay? That's not in the play. Now, if he continues to go on, a couple things. He couldn't see out of the eye. Target practice. That's like a wounded animal right there. It's incredibly impossible, okay, for him to, defend against that jab with one eye. He couldn't even block it with two eyes. And now you're asking him to block it with one eye? And then once again, the right hand becomes a weapon because that's the left eye, right? If you can't see out of the left eye, then Joe Joyce would be able to bring that right hand over the top as well. So I think if Dubois continues on in that fight, and ironically enough, he was way ahead on one card, but
He was five rounds up.
I actually had him up by one point.
Okay? I had Joyce up by three at that point. I thought he was doing better work, man.
No, that's fair. Because it was about, what did you like? Did you like the power shots, or the heavy-handed right hands from Dubois? Or did you like the effectiveness of that jab by Joyce? So I have no problem with the guy stopping, given the circumstances, because, again, broken orbital bone, nerve damage. Kell Brook stopped in two fights. No one said anything about Kell Brook. No one called Kell Brook a quitter. No one criticized him. So I just think we should be fair and consistent with this. But here's the thing, too. Dubois was the favorite, a huge favorite.
Huge.
And a lot of people had high hopes for Dubois. So I think he's catching a lot of stick right now is because he was being pumped up so much. No one really thought that Kell Brook was going to beat Golovkin. No one really thought that he was going to beat Spence. No. So that's why you're not hearing that much of a backlash in those situations. But Dubois was such a favorite in this fight. And I think people are kind of resentful at the fact that this is a big, strong, tough, mean guy who has the ability to knock people out with one shot. So you could make a case that even though he does have that one eye, that he has the power to bail him out in this situation. So I see both sides of it, but I'm going to take my side and I'm going to stick with my side of it. And if I'm in his same situation and that the same injury I saw, you could tell right when he landed that jab, he immediately was like, whoa, like he, that was like excruciating pain, because once again, when you hit that nerve, like he must have really hit that nerve ending hard when Joe Joyce landed that jab. And that eye closed, like it was already closing, but it immediately closed after that jab was landed. So I understand where people are coming from. I get it. But I think people are being a little harsh on Dubois. And I always say live to fight another day without having to suffer any career-ending injuries. Because who knows? Ray Leonard, when he continued on in that fight, he had to take a long period of time off. And some doctors were saying that this was a career-ending injury,
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm sure during the fight he didn't realize how bad it was. But even Paulie Malignaggi, sometimes he says that he feels numbness in his face from that Cotto fight. So I know this is what they sign up for. I know history has shown us that many, many fighters have endured adversity similar to what Joe Joyce was, similar to what Daniel Dubois had to face yesterday.
Yeah.
And they continued on. So we do have evidence to suggest that some guy, like Diego Corrales is another one. That eye was completely shut against Castillo.
Yeah.
And he ended up pulling a rabbit out of the hat and got the knockout. So
yep.
So I'm not going to criticize anyone who's disappointed in Joe Joyce. Excuse me. Keep saying Joe Joyce. Daniel Dubois. I'm not going to criticize anyone that has an issue with Daniel Dubois, who's upset with Daniel Dubois. But I'm just giving you my opinion on it. I'm just giving the other side of the situation. I think that the injury was bad enough where I think it warranted him to stop fighting.
Yeah. I know you said that, you know, you think people are being harsh on him. I'll be honest. I don't think they're being harsh enough. I took a pie, Beeb. Don't you understand that? For this guy, that's what happens.
Dan Raps is like, Beeb, like she didn't cheat. She chose to not continue.
Got a point. All right, so let's talk about this, though. Does Daniel Dubois, or, you know, as I like to call him, the guy from the UK that quit, does he come back ever again?
Well, this could be a similar situation to the Kell Brook Gennady Golovkin fight, right?
Was
Kell Brook ever the same after that fight?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
This could, again, we don't know for sure, but this could be a fight that may result in Dubois never being the same again.
I don't think he comes back from this. And I don't even think, you know what, even if you take the eye out of it, he was going to have enough. Notorious says, imagine taking that pie to the left eye for 10 rounds. Just taking it once was bad enough. But, you know, I'll tell you this, though, you know, for him, even if he just went on to lose the fight in a decision, which I, you know, hey, listen, man, I don't even know that he would have done. But he was being schooled in that fight. I mean, he showed a lot of a lack of teaching in his, you know, in his progression here, man. He really did. I mean,
Joyce was outboxing him.
Completely outboxed that guy. And what do you do after you get beat down like that? You know what I mean? I mean, it was just, I don't know, man. I don't think he comes back. I mean, I think he fights again. Don't get me wrong. I think he's going to fight again, for sure. I think he comes back or whatever. He ain't never going to be the same. Never going to be the same. Because
His confidence may be shattered as well.
It's got to be, right?
Right.
It's got to be. You can't come back from something like that. I mean, with any kind of confidence, what are you going to say? You know, what are you going to say when you look in the mirror? You know what I'm saying? He's done. He's done.
Yeah, this may be the beginning of the end, like Wood said.
Yeah. And I tell you what, as far as Joe Joyce goes, like I said, man, I dumped on him his entire career. And, man, I tell you what, congratulations to him. He proved me wrong, that's for sure. And he's talking about fighting Alexander Usyk next. Tell you what, man, I don't know that he beats Usyk, but I know I'm not betting against him, put it that way.
Well, here's the thing. You know they fought in the World Series of Boxing, right?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, they fought already in the World Series of Boxing, the five-round fights.
How'd it look?
Usyk was a lot faster than me. I boxed him clearly.
Yeah.
But he was in no danger of stopping him at all at any point in the fight.
Yeah, I don't think Usyk would, man.
But here's the thing. That's a five-round fight. What happens in a 12-round fight?
Yeah, yeah. Because I'll tell you what, Joe Joyce, Wood says he picked Joe Joyce 10 months ago by stoppage. Stop. Come on, Wood. Like Corey Lee picked him via a 10th round knockout yesterday too, you know. So, yeah, that's the fight. And that was at his own card, man. So or the ESPN card, excuse me.
No, I'm hearing a lot of people coming out today saying that they thought this was a 50-50 fight going in.
Nobody said it was a 50-50 fight going in. 100% nobody.
I thought this was like a 65-35 fight.
I thought it was a slam dunk the other way. The only one who stepped up was Aaron Daly. That's it. He's the only guy who picked him.
The only guy that bet him anyway.
Right. And now Wood comes out of the woodwork. Now I see a bunch of people talking about, yeah, I thought Joe Joyce had a really good shot, blah, blah, blah. No, you didn't. Stop it. Just stop it. All right. Let's talk about Triller. Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr. The event, man, this was one heck of an event, man. The fight was called a draw, but Mike Tyson looked to me like he won just about every round. Beeb, did you give Roy a round?
I didn't give him a round, but quite a few people thought, or enough people that I know, thought Roy won this fight. There was enough people that you can make an argument for Roy, I guess. I talked to a couple people that thought that Roy won this fight, or they had no problem with the draw. I don't know. I thought that Mike Tyson's body work was really paying dividends for him in this fight.
I thought so too. Yeah, that was rough, man.
I thought it really slowed Roy Jones down.
Yeah, and I didn't give him any round. My son was scoring the fight. He gave Roy Jones a sixth round, and so he had a 7-1. He gave Roy Jones a sixth round. I went back and looked at the punch stats, and that was the only round that Roy really, I think he might have landed more shots, threw more and landed more.
I almost gave him one round, but
yeah.
Vinny Pazienza is a disgrace.
Oh, stop it. He's a friend of the show, Beeb.
He scored three even rounds, Eric.
He's got a family, Beeb. Stop
it. Three even rounds.
Maybe he's used to the UK version of scoring. They were scoring even rounds over there.
How do you
give every round to Roy Jones, though?
Yeah, Roy Jones winning the fight.
80-76,
And then Chad Dawson has the fight a draw. What the fuck is he watching?
No, Christy Martin had the fight a draw. Chad Dawson had it 79. He had the same score. He had 79, the same score as my son, 7-1.
Oh, she added a draw?
She added a draw. This moron added a draw. Like, come on.
Tyson won that fight, bro. I think they were going out of their way to just kind of make it a draw. Tyson was carrying. I think Tyson could have stopped him if he wanted to. I think Tyson was carrying him. Tyson showed a lot of class. He showed a lot of showmanship, and
he really did.
He did just enough to make it look like, you know, I'm in there to bang with him, but he didn't try to take him out. I almost got the sense that he was carrying him a little bit.
I did too. I kind of did too. Yeah, I thought he probably could have, but
I don't want to sound disrespectful to Roy Jones.
He looked pretty good too. I mean, he did at times. I mean, at times, the fun part about the fight last night is at times we saw flashes of both of them, what they used to be. You just saw flashes, but you still saw it, and that was kind of fun.
Yeah. But he fucking three even rounds in a fight.
Yeah, that's not good, man. That ain't good.
That's ridiculous.
He's just, what did you just make them all even? You know what I mean? Why went 80-80, you know? So yeah, man, it was revealed at the press conference afterwards that Mike Tyson smoked weed right before he came out for the fight. Like, I guess in his dressing room or whatever. What does that? Like, I mean, what? I couldn't believe that, man. I'm like, come on, who does that?
Yeah.
Let's go with the fights, and then we'll talk about the actual card and everything like that, or the actual kind of pay-per-view, as it were. Badu Jack versus Blake McKernan. Badu Jack, man, I'll tell you what, he put on a clinic against Blake McKernan. Wins a lopsided decision, 80-72 on all the cards. Jack was just on a different level here, man. McKernan, I'll tell you what, McKernan was really tough. He just wasn't on that level. He's not ready for a guy like Jack. He's just not, you know. He just... you know, to me, McKernan was a tough guy. He's from the Army, I guess. But man, he wasn't even close. And I was looking forward to this fight because they two were really going at it in the conference, really jawing at each other and everything like that. And I was like, this is going to be good. And McKernan is a big guy. To me, he looked thicker than, I mean, he looked muscled up and everything like that. I said, hey, he might have something here. But yeah, 30 seconds into that fight, you knew which way it was going. So, and Titletown's own Jake Paul, daddy, with quite possibly the knockout of the year. Jake Paul face plants Nate Robinson, I think, in the second round with an overhand right. Robinson was out before he hit the deck. He was out. As soon as he got hit with that right hand, he was out. He was coming forward, leaning forward, and just got clipped. And has since become a meme all over social media. I don't know if you guys have been on social media, man. There are Nate Robinson memes everywhere. I mean, everywhere. You remember when Pacquiao got knocked out? That was, yeah, you get my drift there, man, because, yeah. It was rough, man. That was a rough one. I thought Logan Paul looked, he looked like Logan Paul. He's not a professional. He's not really a professional. He's learning on the job. He's in there with some tough guys sparring and stuff like that. But, it was entertaining. Overall, I tell you what, I thought the card was really entertaining. It was different than your actual – it was kind of like a concert with boxing in it, you know what I mean? And I'll be honest, like, I didn't really care for the concert portion of it. I don't really know a lot of those guys. I didn't know any of those guys. You know, I don't know who French Montana or any of the other ones are, you know. And I don't, you know, it's just kind of new. I don't listen to that kind of music, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So it really wasn't my cup of tea. But, you know, from what I'm reading and everything like that, everybody else loved it. I mean, they're all big fans of those guys and everything like that. And so, listen, man, if everybody else likes it, they clearly know what they're doing. They have something there, you know.
Chael Sonnen wasn't crazy about it.
Shocking. What did he say?
Yeah, he said they could have dumbed out the music. He said he was impressed with the card, though.
Yeah, the card was good. All the fights were, like, they were action fights. They were action-packed. I mean, there was no boring fight on the card. Everybody was into it, you know. But, I thought they could have done without the music, too. I thought they could have done without Snoop Dogg in the booth. I thought they could have done without Israel Adesanya in the booth. I'm just not a big fan. I'm like old school when it comes to stuff like that, I like more professional type announcers.
I wasn't a big fan of Adesanya, like, dropping F-bombs and
what was that about? Yeah.
That was totally unprofessional.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's just announcing all of a sudden, F this, F that, you know, and it's like, whoa, you know.
I wasn't happy with that.
I wasn't real happy with I'm sitting here watching it with my 11-year-old son, and the guy's, like, throwing up weed and everything like that in between, you know, as he's singing, he's lighting up weed, and it's like, dude, what? Come on, man. Come on, this isn't, you know, come on, please, you know. Like,
yeah,
kids are watching it. That was kind of, you know. But again, man, it's a different atmosphere, man. If the people liked it, then who am I to say, you know. Like I said, if they liked Adesanya, if they liked Snoop in the booth, and a lot of people liked him in the booth, you know. I wasn't a big fan of it, but yeah, man. I mean, if they liked it, they liked it. Let's talk about a couple of people that didn't really care for it. Amanda Serrano. Dumped all over the Logan Paul and Jake Paul Nate Robinson fight, basically saying there shouldn't be any celebrity boxing. She called it stupid, saying someone's going to get hurt. Let me read you her tweet here if I can find it. Give me 2 seconds here, I can pull it up. Maybe not. Yeah, Amanda Serrano says they need to stop the stupid celebrity boxing thing. Boxing is a serious game. Nothing to be doing for YouTube likes. Most amateurs turning pro fight 4 rounds. These guys debuting in a 6th rounder. Someone's going to get really hurt one day. Not cool at all. Didn't they say, you know, babe, correct me if I'm wrong. They said the same thing about women's boxing in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, they did. They said, you know, I said,
yeah.
You know, they said the same thing about women's boxing too. And you know what? I mean, Serrano, you know, since she's such a big time player, why wasn't she on the card? You know what I mean? I'll tell you why, because she can't draw.
All these people that criticize stuff like this, you know, and then you got Teddy Atlas. He's like, what does this do to help the sport? Well, like, what are these critics doing to help the sport? What are they actually doing to help the sport? The only time you hear from them is when they're complaining or criticizing something, you know? So I don't know. Like, what is so great about the UFC right now that Teddy Atlas is like all on the UFC right now, and you know, even Mike Tyson was saying, yeah, you know, the UFC put a lot of pressure on boxing. But again, these big boxing events, they still draw and attract more viewership than these UFC fights. They still generate more revenue than these UFC fights. So why is that? How is that happening? How is that possible? You know, people still watch the sport of boxing. People still care about the sport of boxing. This whole thing about boxing being dead, I think that we have a lot of potential for this sport moving forward. We got Teofimo Lopez. We got Tyson Fury. We got Terrence Crawford. We got Ryan Garcia. You know, we got Virgil Ortiz. You know, we got a lot of young up-and-coming. We got Tank Davis. We got the Charlo brothers. So there's a lot of up-and-coming fighters that are ready, man. So we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, you know, it's weird. And I saw there was another girl on Twitter, another woman boxer or whatever, talking trash about the Logan Paul fight and saying, you know, you know, we take the sport seriously. We got to deal with the politics and blah, blah, blah. And we don't get paid anywhere near this much, you know, blah, blah. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, it's a real easy formula. Really, get people to care about you. Get people to love you. Get people to hate you. Get them to tune in. That's the formula. There's no two ways about it. That's the formula, and that's the only formula there is. Just get people to like you. That's it. Get people to care one way or the other. Listen, you don't have it, you know, and she can go on like, you know, Serrano's the one that irritates me, you know, because, you know, she hasn't fought in over a year. She hasn't fought in almost a year, you know, and she can go ahead and hate on him and all this other stuff. She's irrelevant. And the only way she can become relevant again is talking about him, because she's not taking any fights anytime soon. She ain't going to be put on a big card. She's not going to be put on a pay-per-view card. She's not a draw. Stop it. You know? It's ridiculous, man. Just ridiculous. Tyson said he's going to fight again. Would you watch it?
Yeah.
Another card like this? I thought it was entertaining.
I didn't think it was bad.
You know, and Teddy Atlas saying, hey, you know, what does this do for boxing, blah, blah, blah.
It draws eyes to the sport. What are the expectations from Teddy Atlas?
What, right, exactly. You know, I mean, what would you like it to do? It's okay to have fun once in a while. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be. We're not talking about, like, you know, the lingerie football league here. These guys are legit athletes out here, you know, and it was a sparring session. So, you know, I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it. I really don't.
Yeah, it's
Georgie. All right, let's talk about DAZN here. Moving on real quick. DAZN, Danny Jacobs versus Gabe Rosado. Danny Jacobs wins a split decision over Gabe Rosado by the scores of 115-113 twice and 115-113 for Rosado. If you just pay attention to the score, you would think this was a really close, competitive, great fight. It wasn't. It's pretty boring. As much trash as these two talked, and to go out and put on this type of performance, I don't care if I ever see either one of these guys again. It was awful.
I had Rosado winning the fight, though, but
a lot of people did.
But Eddie Hearn had the best quote of the day. He said that neither guy deserved to win the fight.
Eddie Hearn said that?
Yeah. He wasn't happy. He wasn't happy with either guy's performance.
Yeah. It was awful. It was awful. Yeah. Let me tell you the one bright shining spot this weekend. And, you know, listen, man, maybe some of you have heard of him and some of you, I hadn't heard of him. Beeb, you've heard of him, right? I don't know if you've heard of this guy or not. Denyar Yelisinov.
Yeah.
Yelisinov versus Julius Ndongo. Yelisinov knocks out Julius Ndongo in the second round. It was brutal. He is now 10-0, and he looks amazing. He definitely passes the eye test. Wasn't Ryan Hong said he would beat Errol Spence right now?
Yeah.
You know, listen, I'm not ready to go that far on him. I would love to see him get a few more fights, though, and take on, say, like Mikey Garcia or something like that. I think that would be a fun fight. Yeah, Kazakh Thunder. Yeah, Dale from Chi-Town. Exactly. That guy looked good. Have you seen him prior to this or heard about him prior to this?
I heard about him, but I really haven't seen him, to be honest with you.
I hadn't seen him either, you know, and I hadn't even heard about him up until this point. And I was shocked, man, the way he put him away. And yeah, I think so. And Nacho said he needs more experience. He's solid, but needs more experience. I agree with that. I think he does need a little bit more experience. Sad day in the boxing world. Thailand this weekend. B, Wan Heng Menayoth and TBE versus Panya Padapsri. TBE no more. Menayoth loses to Padapsri by unanimous decision by the scores of 115-113 across the board. Listen, I didn't watch it. Full disclosure, I didn't watch it because, you know, probably I wasn't that interested. And I think I had to go to YouTube to get it. And I really, you know, I had stuff to do, you know. But the one thing that I found pretty interesting in this, Beeb, and you can talk on this too if you want, that they kept mentioning Mayweather in this whole
thing.
Every article. Was there anybody out there, anybody, who thought this guy was better than Mayweather or his record or his – you say that to get under Mayweather's skin, you know? I mean, everybody's saying it to get under Mayweather's skin.
It's like
end of an era.
It's like this guy will be, like, linked forever with Mayweather.
Which is hilarious. I mean, it really is. You know? Nacho said it was a.k.a. CP Fresh Mart. Apparently in Thailand, I think we talked about this last time, apparently in Thailand, fighters will like adopt names like CP Fresh Mart as like an advertisement and get paid for this, you know. But you see some of the fights in Thailand, like this is a world title fight. I guarantee it could have took place in a high school gym. It's insane, like how little they attract over there, you know, or how little, you know. But nobody cares. So now we got to find another undefeated guy and ride with him, you know. So there you go. All right, let's go to the phones here. 805, you're live.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Nacho, what's happening?
Nothing much. Let me just get started really quick with the first fight you guys mentioned right now, the Jacobs Rosado. My God, I hope we never see those two guys again. That was awful to watch. I mean, there's no other way to explain it. I kind of agree with Beeb in that I think Rosado did win, but only because he's not the A side. They gave that decision to Jacobs. So, you know, it is what it is. At this point, I don't want to see Jacobs fight again unless he's going to take on a real challenge. I mean, Chavez Jr. and now Rosado back to back. I mean, come on. How many more fucking tune-ups do you need at this point? Like,
and,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, Chavez Jr. was winning that fight. I thought he would have been winning that fight.
I mean, yeah, I don't know how many more times you need to see this guy fight tune-ups before he finally gets in there with somebody that can actually fight. Yelena Nusanov, you guys are talking about him. He's a good fighter, and I've seen him a few times on these DAZN undercards, but they kind of need to step it up because he's getting up there, Eric. He's probably about 27, 28. So he's not a young prospect. Like, they need to get a move on and get him some legit fights. I think that's why they gave him Ndongo this past weekend. But Ndongo looks like he's done. Like, he looks like he needs to call it a career because he just keeps getting knocked out, like, in 2-3 rounds by everybody. So he might as well just, you know, call it a career and walk away before he really gets hurt. The Tyson Jones card, I watched that last night. It was entertaining just to watch these guys try to fight each other. I mean, like, you saw glimpses of what they used to be able to do, but for the most part, it was just two guys, like, holding and clutching. I mean, Mike Tyson was hitting Roy to the body when he was holding onto him on the inside, but, I mean, outside of, like, these little flurries, it was kind of tough to watch these two guys, you know, just holding and hugging most of the night. So I'm kind of glad that, you know, they both walked out of there with nobody really getting hurt. Badu Jack actually was kind of in an entertaining fight. I didn't know who this McCarron guy was that he took on, but that was actually probably the best fight of the entire card to me. I thought both guys, you know, threw some shots at each other and, you know, actually made it fun to watch that fight because, I mean, all the other ones to me were mismatches. I mean, the Nate Robinson getting laid out, that was horrible. I hope he never steps in another boxing ring again. I mean, that was awful.
He got laid out. So, Title Town in the building.
Yeah, that was terrible. But
shouldn't have stepped in with a guy from Ohio. He knows better than that. You know better than that.
He shouldn't have stepped in only having had 6 months of boxing experience, Eric. That's a horrible
Especially
decision.
Against a guy from Ohio, though, Nacho. I mean, you just don't mess with those guys, man.
Oh, okay.
Title Town.
So, yeah, and then just really quick with the Joyce Dubois, I have to eat crow. I thought Joyce was going to get beat, but you got to give him credit. Like
everybody
you said, he's kind of crafty, and he was kind of, you know, very, very slick in certain things that he did. Like he was able to, you know, throw that jab pretty consistently. And also he landed like some shots that Dubois didn't see at times too. And he definitely put him on his back foot all night. Dubois, like you said, Dubois landed like 4 or 5 really good right hands that would have knocked out almost anybody else. But Joyce ate them and kept coming. And I said, uh-oh. I said, that's not good. I was like, he wasn't able to hurt him. So at that point, I think Dubois just was like, oh, I might have bitten off more than I can chew at this point, you know. You got to give Joyce credit. He went in there and he took him out. And, you know, I think, I mean, it's always going to be tough when guys get injured like the way Dubois did with a fractured eye socket.
You mean like Chris Algieri was in his fight? That I saw against Provodnikov.
I mean,
he won that fight, right? He just finished it.
But at the same time, though, for sure. At the same time, though, Dubois is only 23, and you don't want him to throw away his career just on one fight, you know? Like,
he
I think
fighter,
in a way
right?
he – I mean,
you don't
true,
want him to be a
but
fighter.
He hung in there for 10 rounds, Eric. It's not like he folded in, like,
right, but
two,
you
got to
finish
rounds,
a fight. I mean, if I'm running a marathon and I run 6 miles, and I say I completed a marathon, I really didn't complete the marathon, right?
No, but then that's only completing
Nacho,
a quarter of
there
marathon.
There you go. There you go.
Nacho, let me ask you a question. Nacho, let me ask you a question. Do you have a problem with Dubois not continuing in that fight? Do you think he was injured enough where it warranted him not to continue any longer in that fight? Do you have a problem with that?
Honestly, I give the guy – I'll say this. No, but only because of the fact that he went out there and he was still fighting for, you know, 7, 8 rounds with a swollen eye, and he kept getting tagged in the eye. So it's not like the guy just went out there after, like, one shot and then just said, oh, you know what, I'm done. Like, he legitimately went out there and tried to give it his all, and he got to the point where –
Is he a championship fighter?
Is
he a championship fighter?
Oof. That I think he can be, but this is gonna be
Is he
a
championship?
While.
No. He can be. Not maybe if you give him the right trade. Is he a championship fighter?
Well, is Joe Joyce? We don't know yet.
Joe Joyce didn't quit.
Yeah,
I didn't see Joe Joyce throwing in the towel.
To be a championship,
when he got hit with that big right hand in the first couple rounds. I didn't see him throwing in the towel.
To be a championship fighter, you have to win world titles.
He's a Lonsdale champion now, isn't he? Or the Commonwealth or whatever it is.
I mean, come on.
Dubois
really
was
count?
Before it.
They handed that to him. What are you talking about?
come on. Yeah. I mean, right now he's
That's
not.
Terrible.
Right now he's not, Eric, but I think he can come back. He's not like an older dude that, you know, just got the hell beat out of him and that's it. He's young enough that he can come back from this and retool. I'm not jumping off the bandwagon.
You think he's young? You think he can come back from this?
Yeah, I do.
This embarrassing performance. You think the fact that he went out there and he quit and he had no skills, not to – okay, let's just take the quitting out of it for a minute. But the fact that he had zero skill to deal with a basic jab, no head movement, No body movement, nothing. Coming straight forward. You
I
think
totally
he can come back
agree
from
on
that?
But he,
I think
but
he can.
But he tried. Did his best.
Who cares? He lost. He did his best. He did his best.
Showed a championship heart.
I showed a championship heart by taking a pie in my face tonight. All right?
He did.
And I could have said, I could have told Antonio at any point, I'm not buying you a PlayStation. I'm not doing it for Christmas. I could have told him, I'm taking it back. I could have told him any point, but I didn't. I took my medicine. That's what champions do.
Geez, Eric, you're tough. You're way tougher.
Antonio doesn't already have a PlayStation?
He wants one of those PlayStation 5s, you know, the ones that you can't hardly get, and then I got to, you know, go out and magically somehow go get, you know.
So what do they do? They're constantly, like, every year they make a new version?
Every couple of years they make a new version. And these things are impossible to find. And these things right now are impossible to find. You can go find them on eBay for, like, three times the price. You know what I mean?
These are like cell phones, these freaking things, huh?
Oh, it's insane. It really is. I mean, like I said, I mean, you can go on eBay and find them for, like, three times the price or double or triple the price. It's insane.
Eric, if you have to pay a mortgage payment to get a PS5, that's a bad look.
Right?
You
right?
Know, it
it's
is.
Insane,
that's ridiculous.
Man.
I'm serious.
Crazy.
I would not be
and
doing
then,
that.
You know, I was sitting on there. It was the other night. I was sitting online trying to buy one. You know, and now they got the robots and everything. You know how, like, they got the computer bots or whatever that just go out and pick it up right now. They were sold out within 2 minutes. They had thousands of them, and they were sold out within 2 minutes. It's nuts, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, I mean.
Dwayne M., you're 100% right.
Tough.
All right, Nacho, we're going to get moving
all right,
here.
Guys.
I think we're going to.
Yeah, all right. See you
next, I believe, 443, that's Baltimore. I believe this might be Wood.
Yeah.
443, you're live.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes. Wood?
Can y'all hear me? Yeah, this Wood, yeah. Hey, all right. I posted my
Nonsense.
Listen.
I don't believe it, Wood.
Saying. Listen to what I'm saying. I reposted. I reposted what I said. The video is 10 months old. I reposted what I said about the guy. The video is up. It's 10 months old. I showed you that the video is 10 months old. I said the guy is heavy on his front foot, and he do not know how he gotta be planted. Too heavy on his front foot to throw punches, and I said Joe Joyce is going to beat him for that reason and stop him. I reposted the video before they fought. I was talking about the fight. I reposted the fight. It's right up on my channel. It's not. I'm not saying it just to be saying it. I'm saying it because I reposted it. I posted the video
yesterday
that
shows Joe Joyce is the winner too.
Yeah, no. I'm not saying you don't know. You guessing. Yeah, you sitting up here. You sitting up here talking about the guy slow and all the stuff about him after he got beat up. So why did you pick him to win?
Because I thought Joe Joyce was slow.
Why did you pick him to win? I didn't pick him to win.
Because I thought Joe Joyce was slow and mechanical, and apparently Dubois, you
now
know.
Now you're sitting there talking about
him. Let's be honest, both guys have their limitations. You're sitting up here talking about him like he's the worst boxer in the world,
and you picked him. And you're saying he can't come back. You should have been saying that before. I said all this stuff before he got beat up and quit.
I said it right after the fight.
I reposted an old video that I picked Joe Joyce to knock him out.
We're gonna go check it out.
I don't.
That you don't have to believe. Hey, B, know my channel. Go watch the video.
I'm going to send Beeb over there. I'm going to send Beeb over there.
The guy was stepped. I said the guy, the way he fight, George is going to be able to throw more punches and beat him, and he a heavy puncher. He's going to be able to beat him because the guy got to be planted. He don't know how to shift his weight. His weight is all on the front foot, and when you two how to box, it's three different planes of distributing your weight. All your weight can't be all on the front foot, because that's why everybody can know exactly what punch you want to throw if you don't switch your weight up.
We'll determine this after the fight on Saturday. So that was great.
So in other words, I determined that before the fight. I did that before the fight. I said all this stuff before the fight, and that's why I reposted my old
video. How come we didn't hear from you until after the fight? How come we didn't hear from anybody who was supporting Joe Joyce until after the fight?
Because you didn't watch my channel. We've never heard from anybody who was supporting Joe Joyce
prior to yesterday. Then all of a sudden, now everybody was taking Joe Joyce.
I'm not everybody. I got my own channel with the proof.
So I'm not everybody. I got my own channel with the proof that I said that.
I was talking about, there's enough, AB, I'm not talking to you no more, AB, the video is up, you can go watch it, B. Hey, look.
Wood, hold up for one second. We're gonna solve this problem. All I gotta do is send him a link to the video. It'll have the date on it when you said it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yesterday.
And then we can prove him wrong. That's all.
He said he reposted it.
I reposted the old video that I did about that fight, and I broke the whole thing down. How I thought he was gonna beat it's right on my channel. I predicted
this back in 1990. Yeah, I did it too.
Because you don't know boxing. You're just watching as a fan.
You're 100% right. Everybody, like I said, dude, everybody had Joe Joyce on Sunday. Nobody had him on Saturday, son.
Nobody had him on Saturday.
Everybody had him on Sunday, but nobody had him on Saturday.
I'm not talking to you. Just show him the video, B, when you go check it out. I was talking about Nate Robinson. I believe somebody lied to Nate Robinson, and they used him for a check. They knew he wasn't properly prepared to be in the ring with that guy Jake Paul. And if he would have seriously got hurt, it would have been a black eye on boxing, because they knew you can't put nobody in there with 6 months experience in that type of fight. How much does Jake Paul actually have, though?
How much experience does Jake Paul have?
Jake Paul been sparring with high level boxers for a couple of years now. He's been sparring with high level boxers for a couple of years now. He got a gym built in his house.
I gotta be honest about both the Paul brothers. I think they really picked up boxing quickly. Like, they're not, for the amount of experience that they have, they're actually not bad. They don't, like, Jake Paul and Logan Paul are not bad. They don't suck. They're not bad at all. They know how to throw punches and stuff. I think Logan Paul got robbed in that fight. Jack Reese is disgusting. Took 2 points away from Logan Paul. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, but I believe they got more experience than what people think they had. I think they got more experience, and they need to be fighting better. I think somebody lied to Nate to get him in there, because there was a big check. And his trainers had to know he wasn't – whoever was training him had to know he wasn't ready for that competition. They had to know that. They didn't pull him out that fight and find another replacement because that was a big payday.
That was a much bigger mismatch than I ever anticipated. I didn't think that he was that green. I thought he would do better than that.
Thought that he actually had little. I thought he had more boxing experience. I was surprised to hear that he was only boxing for 6 months. Less than six months. And Jake Paul and his brother got way more experience than that. They've been boxing for a couple of years now. They sparred against pro and high level amateurs for a while. And the guy just picked it up in 6 months. Somebody lied to this guy. They used the way Jake Paul and them. Look, you can't judge a person because they rich in a way because they got blonde hair, blue eyes, and was born from a rich family.
They're from Ohio,
fight.
Son.
Oh, man,
give him some respect.
Or wherever he's from.
Show him some respect,
son. You can't judge a book by its cover and say, he's a goofy white boy. I'm a nigga. I'm going to go in there and kick his ass for the brothers and all that type. No,
it didn't work out, did it? Didn't work out that way, did it?
No, it don't work like that. It don't work like that, man. It don't work like that. You just can't judge a book. You can't just judge a book by its cover and say I'm gonna go in there and kick his goofy white ass. It don't work like that. This guy can. This guy was
white.
Way better fighter.
Title town, son. I'm
gonna kick his goofy white ass.
Mike,
that's funny.
Mike, all right,
we're gonna get rolling,
my,
man.
My last,
thank you
my,
so much for the call.
Thanks. All right.
Make sure to send us. Make sure to send us that tape that doesn't exist. Why is it? Let me ask you.
We're coming up on Christmas right now, bro. and you are cold as ice, bro. What is wrong with you?
I told
First
you,
of all,
everybody had him. Everybody had him on Friday and Saturday, and nobody had that guy on Sunday. There's a problem with that. I'm the only one man enough to admit I had him. Come on, man. Guys, take the L. All good though. But yeah, if he said he did it, he did. I don't care. 773. I think this is Kevin from Chicago. 773, you're live.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing? How's Thanksgiving?
Good. It's good.
Good, Kevin. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. So I watched both events. I watched all three events, actually. Rosado. I thought Rosado squeaked it out, but It was a close enough fight where you can't call robbery, but I did think Rosado won. Joe Joyce Dubois, people are really hating on Dubois, and Eric is just eating it up. He's yapping it up over there. I got to say, I was over in a BDA stream, and I said, oh, that looks like a fractured orbital bone. That's damaged. And they're saying, oh, I need proof. I don't know about that. We need to see the x-rays. And it comes out, and
I agree.
It's confirmed.
I agree. I want to see him.
It's fractured.
And even if they are, he still quit. Doesn't change any facts, right? Doesn't change anything?
I mean, you can't compare. I think you brought up Chris Algieri. Chris Algieri, come on. He's a lightweight. He's a lightweight. You can't compare heavyweight punches to lightweight punches. So his eye
an injury is an injury. It's the same injury. If a guy 20-year-old had a heart attack and a guy 40-year-old had a heart attack, it's the same heart attack. Come on, get it together, son.
We're talking difference of power is astronomical.
Oh.
We're talking way difference of power, punching power, damage.
They're used to taking those punches at heavyweight, and they're used to taking lightweight. Stop it. Come on.
I don't know, man. I saw that eye, and it was good, basically in the fourth round. Basically, the third or fourth round was pretty
Eric
much
shut. Eric is cold-hearted, man. Eric is so cold-hearted, man. I can't believe it. This is Christmas season right now, bro.
Merry Christmas, son.
It's
how it's going to be.
That's what you opened. He opened himself for. He took the knee. He found a way out. But so he's open for the criticism. It's fair game to say he quit. But I
there
just,
you go.
I'm gonna
get it.
I'm just gonna go out and say that it was badly damaged. So I'm gonna give him a pass. But I'm not gonna hate on people for saying that he quit. It's your own. If you say it,
should.
I'm not going to hate on you for saying it. I want to get to this Jake Paul situation because I told you guys that's the most fight I'm looking
situation,
forward to.
Situation, baby. Basically. The situation was he knocked him cold.
Yeah,
title
that's
town,
why I
baby.
I said I'm looking forward to that fight because just based on I knew they were going to be trying to hurt each other, try to get each other out of the main event. It's just, unless it's a freaking championship title fight or like a title eliminator, I don't want to see a boring back-and-forth fight like that. Unless it's high-level, Lomachenko versus Teofimo, where kind of a chess match situation, that's the only type of fights I'll be willing to be boring and sit through. But when you got these 55-year-old men, and it's just not for me. The nostalgia is not for me. They were before my time, so the nostalgia isn't for me. It's not like I'm sitting here fawning over them because I watched them in my childhood, but just it was not impressive. But like you guys said, I was hoping for a good fight with the Jake Paul and Nate Robinson, and I was just funny list the reactions. The reactions were the best. That was basically that was worth it in itself, and everybody saying, oh, he lost the hood. He let the hood down. Just give it a rush with that crap. Please
he let the
give
hood
it
down.
A rush with that.
Who said that?
Nate
Robinson said that? Oh, my God.
No, that was basically off
down.
Twitter.
Stop
you
it.
Know, that was the narrative
that's
wrong
crazy,
with there.
Man.
That was the talking points. Oh, how are you going to let that blah, blah, blah beat you? It's just, that's the shit I can't stand, and it's everywhere nowadays. And it's funny to watch them shut them up because they were so pissed, watching people get all worked up against goofy Jake Paul beating up an NBA player. They really didn't like that. And I say, oh, I'll fight Jake Paul. I'll fight him. We need Ron Artest in there. Just shut up, man, these people. But I'll leave you to it. That was my cup.
All right, man. Kevin, Chicago. Beeb, where are the best calls from?
Ohio, baby.
All the time, baby. All the time. 614, you're live.
What's good, guys?
What's happening? OH.
What up? IO, what up? What up? What up? What up, baby?
What a great. Hey, man. Great, 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 man. I've been on a roll for
what do you
a
think
minute,
of,
I've been loving
what,
it.
What do you
I've
think of Teddy
it.
Atlas's comment about that card? What did this do for boxing? I'll tell you what it did for boxing. It brought a million eyes to the sport.
I agree.
For one night,
I think it did more. I think it did more, honestly.
That's what I think.
I think. See, that's the problem.
Am
with
I right?
And some of the hard. Yeah. I don't know if it did a million. I know I wouldn't be surprised. Well, based on my experience, I got three sons, well, two stepsons, and I got a son. They don't watch boxing, but they know who Jake and Logan Paul is. I saw these kids sit Indian style.
My kids do too. Yeah.
And watch.
I found out.
Oh,
I found out who these guys were because of boxing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, me too.
So,
I didn't know who these kids.
I think it works both ways. I think it works both ways.
Right.
So now these guys are actually using boxing to promote their other stuff, which is great.
Absolutely, absolutely.
The win-win, I think. The win-win, right?
Yeah, my kids able to watch fighters, real fighters, and they was picking the fighters based on who was dressed the best. You see what I'm saying? They kept them entertained by seeing who was the best dressing boxer, so they was picking that fighter, but they kept watching it till Jake got into the ring and fought. But this was just leading up to the Devin Haney's. I'm talking about when they first started boxing. So I didn't know who these guys was, but it was just so funny that here you got these guys, YouTubers from Ohio, putting on boxing gloves and putting up the numbers that they're doing. So you got this, oh, man, Ohio, we got YouTubers that's putting on gloves, making a lot of money, and you got fighters who's getting upset. It's tapping into their emotions to the fact they want to fight this guy. Who has he fought? That's the problem. There are YouTubers, and I heard Wood come here and say they're fighting elite. Wood just said that they're fighting elite competition sparring elite. That's a lie. That is a lie. He is not, man, you can see Jake Paul's highlight reel. He is fighting normal guys, low-level competition guys. Even if he's fighting pros, they're like 2-6 the most. He's not even fighting real, real guys even when he spar. The fact is they're not getting props because they take the sport a little serious because they stand in the gym and they putting those gloves on. But when you hear people tell Jake or Logan to fight somebody real, that lets you know what they think about him. Why is it that you call him a tomato can, but yet they knocking out other tomato cans? There's pros that's over 20 fights that haven't knocked out nobody like that, that hasn't got knockouts like that. So you got envy and jealous that pops in when they see a guy like Jake coming in the ring. It's like never started boxing, didn't start boxing when he was 6. He just come in the ring and he's knocking guys out. And me, I'm rubbing it in because I'm saying, hey, y'all said he didn't beat anybody. He did beat somebody. He beat a slam dunk champion. That's an accomplishment.
There it is. Another champion. You guys beat a champion. Nobody.
Right. How many champions y'all beat? But man, let me get to this Du Bois. I did pick Daniel because out of the two slow boxers, man. They two slow heavyweights, in my opinion. And I did pick Du Bois because I felt like I seen him put people down. I didn't see Joyce do that.
Yeah.
Watching him. It's like Joyce put up stankers when you watch him. I'm just being honest. It's hard to watch these guys sometimes. But when you have to pick the two, I'm going to pick the one that I seen putting guys down on the ground. But when I watch them and examine the fight, Du Bois don't move his head. I said, Wilder drops this guy. I said, Wilder drops this guy. He doesn't move his head. It was easy to land jabs. And, yes, it was slow. It's like watching somebody in a dream. I don't know if you guys ever been in a dream and fought, but we really move slow when we in dreams fighting. It's one of the craziest things, but that's what it was like. It was like watching a guy, two boxers in a dream fight, and it was easy. It was very easy to score the fight because you see the punches.
See,
it's like you see who's landing
what. Let me jump in here real quick. What is a real, not wood, Ohio is a real man. Ohio runs boxing is a real man. He came on here and said, you know what? I took the L. I rode with Du Bois. That was it.
Yep.
Versus Wood, who comes on here and says, no, I picked him 10 months ago, and I just redid a tape yesterday saying that I picked him 10 months ago. Stop it. Stop.
Nope.
This is defamation. What is it with guys from Baltimore who think they can come on here and run the check? It don't work, baby.
This is
it
defamation.
Don't work. You're in Ohio now, son.
This is defamation.
You're coming from somebody. What do you think you're going to do? You think you're going to go toe-to-toe with an Ohio guy on the mic? Come on, stop.
Eric, this is
it don't work, baby.
Please, please.
Tell
Eric,
him
more.
Tell him Ohio.
Your character assassinating this guy.
Your character assassinating Wood? Stop. He did that on his own.
I don't have no problem taking my L. And I broke down the reason why I picked Du Bois. I just felt like I picked him dropping guys. And when it came to Joyce, we seen him raising his hand, getting decisions. So 9 times out of 10, we become victims of punching power sometimes. But after watching that, I don't know about any of these guys. That's just my opinion on it. I do respect Joyce for doing that, staying consistent with his jab. I give him props, but do you want me to lie and say he looked fantastic? No. That was just like, it seemed like he was just waiting to get knocked out at times. And he's like, dang, you're not going to hit me. That's the hardest you can hit me. Joyce was getting hit with some shots, too, with this slow punching guy. And I made a meme, too, that was kind of crazy. Got on people's skin. I said, the UK fighters are known for quitting on one knee, and I showed Kell Brook, showed AJ, showed Du Bois, and the UK. Hey, they went crazy on me. It was just a show of the picture.
They did, they did. They made.
The
I got on there too.
They went crazy, but it's all love, man. They know
horizontal heavyweight, son.
It's all love. Right. It's all love. They get
Eric,
this shit.
Eric.
Eric.
Who do you dislike more, Eric, Akin Barak or Du Bois?
Du Bois, 100% Du Bois. Listen, if Akin Barak, let me tell you something, if Akin Barak want to dress up dudes and everything like that and make them look pretty, that's on them. That doesn't really affect me. The Dubois thing, that affected me. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm going to roll with Achenbrock over Dubois.
If you didn't have a pie on this fight, would you be as mad as you are right now?
I don't know. We can't really say because I did have a pie on the line. So, hey, it is what it is.
I'm going to end it with this, man.
If my aunt had balls, would she be a dude?
That's right. That's right. Hey, Ohio, let me ask you a question. How great is it to live in the state right now? We got the number four football team in the nation. We got the number seven with UC. We got number four with Ohio State. Logan Paul, Jake Paul just won. Logan Paul is going to win very soon. Who's better than us?
It's fun to be here, man. You should have seen my inbox blowing up when a lot of people didn't even know Jake was from Ohio. So when they seen that, they said, "Oh, I'm going to walk his page to see if he's going to say anything about it." It's really, really, man,
you know, we're
great.
Saying
it's
stuff about
pride.
It.
Oh, absolutely, man.
That's it.
You know, it's about pride.
That's how we're doing it
when it comes to this day. But let me end it.
What we call
this,
a title
man,
town.
Yep, absolutely. And we being in, putting ourselves in positions like this is amazing too. But when it comes to Paul and Jake Paul and them, man, I see that. I don't know if y'all seen this in our dresses with Floyd Mayweather. Floyd just made a post and he used Nate Robinson, and he did something I normally don't see him do. He used race. And he brought up Nate being black and we all supposed to stick together and not down one another. And it was hypocrisy on his end because he has done the opposite. When black people went through different things and racial being killed by cops, Floyd was saying all lives matter. Floyd was separating himself from that. Now all of a sudden he's using this, and I'm going to tell you why. Because he's now setting up the Nate Robinson defeat for the Logan Paul match. He wants the black people to get behind him so he can push for this big mega fight. So now you got Floyd putting Jake's name in it with the Nate, giving him a shout out. And I'm watching it. I'm like, okay, I see what he's doing. But they're going to make money. People ain't going to like it. But this is how you draw the crowd, man. You're going to use race. They're going to use race in this next
how you do it.
Big event. They're going to use it, and people are already – they already hit me in my inbox and talking about they don't like Jake Paul. We got Ohio. It's like, he needs to fight me. He needs to fight me. And I'm like, why are y'all so passionate and so upset that this man is not really a boxer, a YouTuber, and y'all telling him he needs to fight Shakur Stevenson. He needs to fight – it's hilarious, man, just to see the emotions that this guy is able to connect with these other fans, man. It's crazy. Definitely boxing.
Right.
Clarissa Shields.
It goes back to what I said earlier. Just get people to care about you. Whether they like you, whether they hate you, as long as they tune in, as long as they watch you, that's it. Doesn't matter who's the better fighter. It really doesn't.
And here's the thing, though, Eric. Now we got people tapping in, so now they want to see Jake lose. They can't stand him.
Yep.
He sucks. He's a bum. And what's his name? If I was Jake, my next fight would be the boxer that fought Wilder. He didn't even fight him. It was a sparring. What's his name? Charlie Zelnov.
Yeah, undefeated Charlie Zelnov.
I would use him as, okay, y'all want me to fight a boxer? I'm going to fight a boxer. He was sparring with Wilder.
Why can't they get Charlie Z on one of these cards?
He demands a lot of money.
The GOAT.
Let him come out with all four of his amateur belts, you know, looking like a champ, and you sell that. Now he's like, now Paul can say, I'm fighting a real fighter. He stepped in there and fought Wilder. But that's my call.
You know what
guys,
it reminded
you know?
Me of? All right, man. You know what? You know what this reminded me of? Like the Jake Paul thing and the Jake Paul and Nate Robinson thing is. You remember when Andy Kaufman back in the day used to wrestle women?
Yes, you remember.
That's what it reminds me of. Where like you know he's gonna win because he's got more experience and everything like that. Where Nate Robinson's just athletic. You know what I mean? So you know Jake Paul is gonna beat him. You know, I mean, it's just logical that he's gonna beat him. You know, you can't train for 6 months and then get ready for this guy, man. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
You know, or just like Butterbean, when people used to think they can go in there and beat Butterbean, And look, the guy could actually fight. He's got some skills because he's been practicing. It just is what it is, man.
I agree.
Ain't that easy, man. Ain't that easy. All right. Let's go to our news and rumors here. Triple G versus Kamaru Zerameta. Kamaru Zerameta. Babe, have you heard of Kamaru Zerameta?
I have not.
I believe he's 21 or 24-0. Apparently.
Five knockouts.
Yeah, it's killer. Killer in there.
That's a standout statistic for him right there.
Who do you think wins, him or Jake Paul? Who do you think wins Jake Paul, you know?
I don't know. I think it's a pick 'em.
I think it's a pick 'em too, you know? But I can guarantee this, that Jake Paul wouldn't quit in that fight. Just saying.
Yeah, harsh.
Anyway, that's Triple G's mandatory right there. Triple G's mandatory. December 18th on DAZN. So he'll be Triple G's mandatory. Babe, you interested in that fight? DAZN laying another egg?
You know,
laying another egg, right?
Tell me if this is an accurate criticism of DAZN. So it's crazy because they were questioning Canelo's opposition, okay? And they asked Canelo to restructure his deal, right? Now, they got a deal with Golovkin, right? They never asked him to restructure his deal, and he's fighting guys like Steve Rolls, he's fighting this guy, and no one over at DAZN is complaining about these types of fights. So my question is this a double standard from DAZN?
Yes.
Because, right?
100%. 100% is a double standard, but you got to understand why it's a double standard. Because DAZN was paying Canelo, what, $36 million a fight? They're not paying Triple G anywhere near that. Guaranteed.
Supposedly they're paying him 20, if those numbers are right.
There's
no way
those numbers are right. There's no way they're paying him $20 million for this guy.
Not for this guy, no.
No, 100% no. So if I'm paying that guy, I expect a little bit more out of him than, you know what I'm saying? Then
I'll tell you this. If Canelo beats Callum Smith, I think the Golovkin fight will be next. And I think it'll be at super middleweight, too.
If he beats Callum Smith, I'm telling you what, man, if he beats Callum Smith, that's not an easy fight. A lot of people are taking Canelo, and I get that. That's not an easy fight, man.
Who do you like in that fight?
I like Callum Smith a lot. I don't know that he beats Canelo. I would lean toward Canelo. But, man, Callum Smith is no pushover. He is a solid fighter, man. I lean toward Canelo, but I'm not 100% sure. I wouldn't put any money on that fight, put it that way.
Yeah.
Who, you lean toward Canelo in that fight? Or you're solid in Canelo? You're solid with Canelo?
I'm solid Canelo, yeah.
Okay.
Because the inside game.
Yeah.
And
he's got a heck of an inside game, man.
Callum Smith's not the fastest guy in the world either on his feet. Got pretty decent hand speed, but not great foot speed. That's where I think the problem's going to lie for him.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, man, that'll be interesting, man. De La Hoya calls out Triple G, babe. Cocaine, babe.
One hell of a drug.
De La Hoya says he's 90% certain that he will come back in 2021, and is open to fighting Triple G. He says that he only wants the top guys. He doesn't want to fight like an exhibition like we saw the other night. He said he only wants the top guys. He only wants like top level upper echelon guys like Triple G, you know, Canelo types of fight. He didn't mention Canelo, but he wants like top fighters. Son, stop. It's not going to happen for you. Listen, Mike Tyson and Roy Jones, they were both in pretty good shape the other day. Both in pretty good shape. Mike Tyson looked like he was in really good shape. You're 47, man. Your last fight was when? When was his last fight? Pacquiao was his last fight, right?
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
It was a while.
They didn't even have cars back then, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's way out there, man. There's no way De La Hoya is even competitive. You look at his last fight against Pacquiao, and you're going to tell me he got better since then? He got better with age?
Yeah.
He was slow in that fight. There's no way. What goes through your head? I mean, really, like, B, what goes through their head that he says at 47, I can come back and be competitive with these young guys? Even though I've been out of the sport for all this time, even though, you know, I've been partying, doing whatever, or just being with his family. Even if he lived a clean life up until that point, which we know he hasn't, even if he had lived clean all up until that point, what makes you think you're going to be better than when you stepped in the ring against Pacquiao?
Yeah.
I don't get it, man. I don't understand.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Tony Yayo says Triple G ain't that young, though. You're right. But he's been more active. And that right there will be the end of it. The fact that he's been more active. You know what I mean? Who wins? Danny Jacobs? Who wins? Be Danny Jacobs or Oscar De La Hoya?
Danny Jacobs.
Jacobs walks him.
Yeah.
Gabe Rosado walks him.
Yeah.
You know? So, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Here's the thing, too. Like, if you're abusing alcohol and cocaine and you're doing it regularly, that takes your